Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm your host, Iris Harshaw. It's Monday, May 25th. The YOLO Food Bank has been a reliable resource for people in need for 50 years. With the ongoing pandemic causing widespread food insecurity, volunteers have flocked to packaging and delivering food to help their community. Lauren Lee has the story, which was co-produced by Renee Shaw.
On a windy Wednesday afternoon, volunteers for the YOLO County Food Bank's COVID-19 response program gather in Davis High's parking lot. Phil Heyman is one of the first volunteers to pull up in his car, receive a list of houses, and start loading food boxes into his trunk.
So the first week, they kind of ambushed me with about 50 of these things. Each person got two boxes, but since then it's been one box a person. It's much more manageable.
The COVID-19 response program was initially started to deliver food to the low-income seniors and vulnerable citizens in YOLO County. This program was created when the stay-at-home orders began mid-March, and Heyman has been volunteering on Wednesdays at the Davis High parking lot for around 4 weeks.
There's a few people you start to develop a little rapport with. One guy last week was had me in stitches from Ireland. He was just a cut up, so I look forward to seeing him today and having a few minutes and catch up with him. And the other lady comes out and she always has an offering for me. Last week she offered me a hammer. Before that it was another garden tool, and she's always a surprise.
Yasmin Frausto is the volunteer coordinator for YOLO Food Bank and works as one of the staff members. Frausto oversees all volunteers in admin, food distributions, and those who are working on this COVID-19 response program in particular. The YOLO Food Bank is the only countywide food bank and serves over 5,500 residents across the entire YOLO County. Eligible recipients of the food boxes can sign up on yolofoodbank.org.
So in each box, we provide 25 to 35 pounds of food. We include some beverages, canned goods, dry goods, so like canned tuna, pasta sauce. Sometimes we add some like bonus items like gummy bears, anything that we'll have available within our warehouse.
The YOLO Food Bank is a nonprofit organization and it relies on donations from the community. Food donors like grocery stores, wholesalers, and farmers help provide large quantities of food. Monetary donations are used for buying more food, and volunteers help with sorting, packaging, and delivering. Several Davis High students, like junior Enid Frank, started to volunteer in Woodland, sorting and packaging food that contributes to the YOLO Food Bank's delivery program. The meal packages are delivered to distributing stations in Davis, Winters, Esparto, West Sac, and Woodland.
I started volunteering about a month ago. My friend told me about it, about a volunteer opportunity, and they just started the program for COVID-19. So I just thought it was like a good thing to do and a good way to get hours. It's just good to know that you're helping out somehow.
Like Frank, junior Sean Sayo also started spending his time packing boxes at the food bank as a way to give back to the community.
My favorite part about volunteering is just getting to know new people. And then just that feeling of doing good for the community.
This is Lauren Lee reporting for the Blue Devil Hub.
A new furry friend can be a real mood booster in stressful times like these. That's why some animal shelters are seeing more business than usual. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez has the story, which was co-produced by Leah Elms.
With many staying inside of their homes due to the coronavirus outbreak, some have decided to adopt a pet to keep them company. Bridget is an SPCA Haven Salon employee who has seen a shift from normal operations at adoption shelters in general.
At a lot of the other facilities, they've completely shut down and limited the intake of outside animals. But for our facility, we have started, rather than doing open adoptions where anyone can come in to adopt, we've been doing it by appointment only and doing pre-screening via online applications.
During this time, Bridget has also seen an increase in adoptions at the shelter than normal.
We normally see an increase in the summertime once schools are out because people are home and kids are home and stuff like that. But this time of year, given that everybody is at home and stuff now earlier, I think that's why it's picked up quite a bit. Because people who initially were going to be waiting until June are now able to adopt, you know, in March, April, and May, because they have the time now that they were anticipating to have later on in the year, but it's come available sooner.
With more time available due to school being closed, senior Elena Simmons took the opportunity to adopt Goose, a 14-week-old puppy, as a new member of the family.
Well, we've wanted a puppy for, like, forever, but we had other dogs, and we wouldn't really have time to take care of it because everyone was really busy with, like, school and work and everything. But since everyone's home and we have a lot of time on our hands, we figured it might as well just do it now.
Elena explains that if anyone is considering to adopt, now is the best time to do it.
If people wanted to adopt puppies, I would say now's a great time to do it because you have lots of time to spend with it. But then again, you can't really go anywhere if you get tired of it.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Daniel Ruiz Jimenez reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw and Dahlia Kraus are the producers. And the theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe to the news cycle on Apple or Spotify. Thank you for listening. See you next time, Davis.